সৌভাগ্যের মহাপ্রভু আলসো অ্যান্ড ইন মঞ্জরি সো দি মার্সি অফ রাধিকা ইজ মার্সি অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড সো হিজ that by your mercy have known all these things. And he is now feeling separation, being at Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda is Srimati Radhika. So he is feeling separation and telling Chaitanya Chandram Aham Bhaje and going down to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From here, seventh shloka up to end all we of Manjari Dham feeling separation and praying to have the salvation all these things. Only three shlokas are of Prakat Dham. I think that by hearing these words, you can read it alone also and can feel all these things, and it will give help you to go through these things. Yet when we will meet again, we will try to discuss all these things. But you should read it. By your mercies, I have tried to read this so deeply. I have not thought that I am now telling. It comes by the grace of Swarupa Raghunatha Goswami. I have never thought all these things, but it comes. Give me inspiration to read Bhagavad Gita. Also, this book, also Madhava Gita. Do present, but always having all these ideas. And these things are not for present, but only for self and qualified persons.
What about the opposing party?
Okay. In Vrindavan, Sadhya Rash, all that together. Krishna Kalya Bharli gathered them. That is why after that, Srimati Radhika, they have Sobhagya Mother. And Srimati Radhika has Maan. And that is why Rasji can end. And after that, Krishna Kalyavarli left Srimati Radhika. and they became in one stage, Chandravali and all others, because both were suffering. So again they came Ras. But in Vaishnava Ras, in Govardhan, in Radha, Vallis, Radhikas, sometimes with Chandravali also. So, both can come, both parties. And both, without both parties, no rash will be, no rush will come. Only sugar cannot make a rush. Water is not precious there. Then sugar. Sugar is precious. Precious money. And water is everywhere available. But without mixing water with sugar, no rush will be. So both kinds of gopis should be there. So there will be rush. There is competition. Without competition, rush will not come. Every position, Chandravali is saying, where Krishna is seeing, and Srimati Radhika is saying, Krishna's eye corner is where going, always. And upon this, this rush is going on. So, both should be there. Krishna is prasanna for us. And how rush comes, you know.
Those who were the daughters of Calvert in their early youth became royal princesses in their maturity. So, in Lalita Madhav, we see this thing like that.
Became means, what is the meaning of became? Radhika became Shaktabha. Radhika became Lakshmi. Radhika became Sita, like this, that. Not directly Srimati Radhika, and all gopis became getting, what we are realizing, what we are doing, all is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we remember that he is not Krishna, but he is Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not. All our Guruji has told that Krishna was sweeter, but not sweeter than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has cheated some person, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has cheated everyone. He has taken the golden collar. He has just stolen that golden collar. Why? Narhari Chakravarti is telling that Krishna has stolen Radha Kanti and he has become golden. Because he wants always to have the Radha's body upon his body. So he is most cheated. In 12 days long, he has only this described the cheating fact of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the pranam. If you have questions, that said should be solved.
Then if we have time.
And if we have time, then we follow that. Because I have not seen, I had no time to see any verse or anything.
It's only, if we do Vilapa Samanjali, we would only do that one verse about Sanatana Goswami.
That will do.
So I will just, you want me to begin? I think I'll begin with the questions.
Question are from where?
Something from in the Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, 45th chapter.
Punivar Kartapara, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Chapter?
45, text 23. Perhaps just by asking you will know the answer.
তিনখানা ছিল এখানে
টেন্ট
কান্টো
নো নাও নাও অ্যানাদার কোশ্চেন
ভাই
ই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড
আই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বাই সিং
বাট বাট দিস বাট ইজ দিস ফ্লো
ইট ওয়াজ ইট ইজ নন্দ মহারাজ ইজ বিং টোল্ড বাই কৃষ্ণ এন্ড বলরাম টু গো ব্যাক টু I have to satisfy Devaki and Vasudeva for some time. So you please go back to Vrindavan. When I was reading, it appeared that I first thought that he was saying, my dear father and mother. So I was going to say, how can Jasoda Devi did not go with Nanda Maharaj to Mathura? But now reading, I understand. Because he says, oh father, you and Mother Yasoda. I thought when I read quickly, I thought that Mother Yasoda was there, but I see she is not there.
It is to understand in all the whole chapter, especially these slopes. Here is in a slope it has been told that Krishna and Balram told and Nand Baba told to Krishna and Balram. But we should know that some sloka has told Krishna and some slokas have told Balaram and some sloka has been told only to Balaram and some sloka has been told only to Krishna. And two separate tika he has done. There are two prakoshta. Prakoshta, you know?
Dictionary? Meaning?
Prakoshta means in our Singhasan throne. Radha Krishna in Man Prakosht. No. Gaur Nityanand is one section. So there are two sections, Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. He is telling what?
He's telling
that where we have much love, or anyone where he receives much love, he likes to live there, and he is attracted there more. It is undoubtedly that truth that Brajavasi, and especially Nanda and Yashoda and Gopi, love is more than Devaki Vasudev and inhabitants of Mathura. Then, if the love of Krishna and Baldev more than Devaki and Vasudev and more than inhabitants of Mathura, why Krishna lived in Mathura? Why? I raised a question. Why he should not go to Nanda Baba? Nanda Baba wept so much and full of misery heart. He went alone without Krishna and Baldev, having kept them in Mathura. He returned with the cowherd voice, and to whom he has come, Krishna and Baldev did not. But it is against the Bhakti Siddha. How it happened?
Because he was in his uppercut, always in Vrindavan. Actually, he did not go to Vrindavan. That is different Krishnas, the other Kumar Krishna. And in his uppercut, he appears to be in Mathura. But actually, he is always in Vrindavan, going on with his pastimes with the gopis and with his Yashoda and Nanda.
He has told separately. He has told that Krishna and Baldev came with Nanda Baba. If Nanda Baba comes to Mathura, then Krishna will also come, Baldev will also come. Bol Baldev will come. They came with Nanda Baba. And as while Nanda Baba was at Mathura, with Nanda Baba, Vrindavan also came. Nanda Baba is Vrindavan. So Krishna came with him. But why he could not go with Nanda Baba? We don't see. He is telling that Nanda Baba cannot go alone without Krishna. So there are different two prakoshas there. When Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba in the evening, some darkness was there. When Kans was killed, his brothers were killed. And after 2 or 3 days, after Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. And he was in so misery, always remembering Krishna and Baldev. And the activities of Vasudev that he has done against him, he was remembering. Oh, a friend can be like so, enemy. I remember. I can think like that. It has been 3 days past. Why Krishna and Baldev are not coming to me? There is certainly something going inside, inspiration. I have heard from anyone that Vasudev and Devaki are telling that Krishna is my son. And perhaps they are disturbing Krishna not to come. They are telling Krishna and Vasudev. And why Vasudev is not coming? He should come. He is my best friend and he is my brother. But yet he is not coming. And he was waiting in the darkness of evening at the same time, after 3 days, third day, Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba. They saw that Nanda Baba was very, very much udas. This dry, sad. They said that perhaps he was weeping. So they at once sat on the right and left of the assembly. Krishna sat on this palm left side and Baldev sat on the right side of Nanda Baba. And they embraced Nanda Baba from both sides. Baba, you are so sad. Why you are so sad? From 3 days, I see that you have taken nothing. It is a very fact of misery. Very sorrow. That all are warning me not to come to you. And they are fearing from you, so much fear. If we go to you, we will not return to Vasudev Devaki house. And now they are all telling from Akrur, Uddhav also, and Vasudev Devaki Ugrasen, and all are telling that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki. You are really not son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Yet Baldev first told, it is told that Krishna and Baldev Ubaj. But Krishna and Baldev, no, but here, only Baladev Prabhu Ubaj. That Baba, though I know, and it is a fact, that I am son of Vasudev, but I don't follow this idea. He has left me, and I was orphan or what? Orphan. What is the meaning of orphan?
Anath.
He has left me. I was an orphan boy. And you have feed me and brought me. So, in any case, Vasudev and Devaki cannot be my father and mother. From boyhood, you have kept me like these
eyelids supports
these eyes, and especially the black tara.
you giving, feeding me, after that you take anything. So, I don't know that he is my father and mother. I have known always as father and mother. So, I will not live here. Especially when Krishna will go with you, in any case, I will not stay here. Nanda Baba began to think that it will be very aparad, offense against Vasudeva. Because his 6 sons has been killed. No son is there. Only Baladev is here. And if I took Baladev with Krishna to Gokul, he is, and Devaki should certainly die. So what should I do? If I say don't go, then Baladev cannot live, he will die here. What to do? He was thinking something. Then Krishna was, that next slope, Krishna told, Baba, I want to say anything. If you permit, I can say. Then he told this slope, that Baba, I am keeping something to consider for you. I am not telling that you should do or not do, but you should consider that if I go with you, then because I am son of you, so yet they are telling, but I have no faith that I am his son. I know surely that I am. So, if I go just, Baladev cannot live here. So they will die, but they are your friend. I don't want to disturb your friend because you are both like my father, because you are my father, he is your friend. So I want to think about them also. They should not be disturbed. I think that I should live here with Baladev for 3 or 4 days more, so that all Brajbasi, all Jadav who has gone here and there, they will return. And Jarasandha is coming to attack Mathura. We will see that and will protect them. And after 2 or 3 days, I with Baladev will return surely to Vrindavan. I have some ornaments. Please give it to my mother. When he saw that Krishna is giving some ornaments and Krishna is willing to wait here, then he became hatash. Hatash. Quite hopeless. Oh, Krishna also does not want to go. Became so harassed. And he was bitterly crying. What to do? Then he told that this ornament will do everything. Your mother will be satisfied. All Brajvasi will be satisfied. Krishna told that just for 3 days I am here. Give it to mother. And tell that Krishna is coming. Soon coming. Don't worry for Krishna. Krishna and Baladev will surely come. And this is my, not ornaments, but my love to my mother. So give it. Unwillingly he took. And he saw that Krishna is not willing to go. So he returned. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling that he has much love with regarding much love from Devi and Vasudeva. So in one section, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba. And in one section, in a Prakat Lila, what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, they waited here in Mathura. Very good, Sri Vaishnava Siddhanti. Then, yes,
one more question. In the Prakat Lila, we see this Abhimanyu Govinda Gopal, or Lila Govinda. But in Goloka Vrindavan, in Prakat Lila, only the Abhimanyu is there, but not that they are there. So, I have one question. To Jawa, place of Abhimanyu, Srimati Radhika's inbox, and she stays there and then goes and sees Nandagaon, goes to Krishna Govinda, etc. But in Prakat Lila, there is no Abhimanyu, no Govinda, no Jyotira, no Jyotira. Where does Srimati Radhika live?
Javat. Javat lives. She lives.
Goloka Vrindavan also. Not just
Javat place. Like a kunji in Radhakund, like a kunji in there, in Saket, in there, where.
So in kunji, but what about Javat?
Javat is also kunji. Ja bot or bot means banyan trees. Maybe. And we cannot decide anything in this stage. What is there? What Acharya have written? We try to understand, but when we will realize it, yet we cannot say all these things. So what our acharyas has written, we should be now satisfied, and by our bhajan we should try to realize all these things.
What?
Some things are that we should be realized in all that. I have also something like you. But I try to do chant Harinam and to pray Srimati Radhika, Purnimashi Devi, Vrinda Devi, Rup Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, so that I may have all these things. I don't try to. But I see the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all of them, and try to understand. But some questions are yet are unsolved. And this is so gambhir fact. Gambhir means a deep fact, rahasyapurna, that even those who are in that lila, Prakat Lila, they cannot make understand a person in this world when he is in sadhana. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has also told like this. Chaitanya Charitamrita has also. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anything of that sphere, maybe have a realization or may we understand that thing. It is very hard. But if you are nearer to that power, we can imagine something. So for these questions, we should try to do bhajan. And by and by, we can understand all these things. Sometimes it is written that